If you're looking to improve your family's quality of life, you've landed in the right place. It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Come on back into my house, Rosie on the House, where I'm on the phone with Jim in Tucson, who has just stumped me with a plumbing dilemma in Tucson. So when you stump Rosie live on the air, you get something for free. Jim, okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call Woods Plumbing and talk to Bill Woods. And the number, of course, you know the area code, 520-682-2233. And you tell him that you stump me live on air, and Bill will come out to your house for free and do a one-hour diagnosis of what possibly could be wrong. I'm not saying he could solve it, but I'm giving you the most experienced plumber I know in Pima County to put his eyes on the problem, and if he can't solve it, then I have a couple ideas, but until he sees it, I won't know what to recommend.
Wonderful. Good, Rosie. Thank you very much.
Okay, man. Next time, call me with an easy one.
I'll look for an easy one. Hey, I can solve the easy one. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay. That's fair enough, Jim. We appreciate the call. We'll get Bill Woods out to the house and get you all taken care of. So Jennifer's in there talking on the phone and getting with people, and one of the people she'll have to call is Bill Woods and say, hey, you're going to be getting a phone call from Jim in Tucson once you go out to his sister's house in Saddlebrook to solve a problem, and Rosie's going to pay you for that service call. So there you go. Mike, you want to bring in Mike from Gilbert? Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
Hey, man, very well. What kind of project are you trying to tackle around the house today?
It's great. Yeah, I've been listening to your program. Thank you, by the way. I've been listening to it for a couple of months. It's really awesome.
How did you find it? Mike, how did you find it?
How did I find your program?
Uh-huh.
Just listening to the radio, flipping through channels one day, and all day long, you guys have great programs. It's really good.
Well, good. Well, we've been doing the show for 29 years, and, you know, helping people with home improvement. So you're a fairly new listener, and you just heard me get stumped. So I hope your question.
I know.
What have you got?
I don't have the answer for that either, unfortunately.
That's a tough one. What have you got, Mike?
Mine's probably pretty easy. I have some flagstone that I've unfortunately neglected. I didn't stamp concrete around my pool and my whole patio. I did not know that probably would have been better to put some sealer on it or something when I moved in, and the rain has basically just, you know, over time soaked into the stamped concrete and created it cracks and got it to the point now where there's basically no color, and it's chipped and coming up in probably most areas except for around the pool. So I'm wondering if there's any way, besides the major cost of redoing it, which, you know, it lasted a pretty long time, 20 years for stamped concrete is pretty good, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Is there any way to save what's around the pool and just, you know, fix the other areas by staining around the pool and then sealing it with some type of hardcore sealer?
You know what, Mike? It's going to be a very complicated job to try and restore the color. And if I'm hearing you right, it's done in a flagstone pattern.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then it's chipping up as well.
Oh yes, sir.
Okay,
but the areas that aren't—it's a whole area around the pool that's really not chipping up.
Okay, well, you can certainly get into Cohill's Building Specialties with a couple pictures of the deck, okay? Now, they're over on 38th Street and about Interstate 10, kind of south of the airport there. You can walk in, you can walk in, and their showroom there is done in about 50 different kinds of stained and stamped and acrylic-topped concrete. So you show them the dilemma, and they can kind of talk you through the products you're going to need to refinish it, but it's going to be a big job, and it's going to be hard to make it look like it isn't patched. But
acrylic topped, I think, is the key word. I was wondering what they put on the top of that, so it's acrylic, outdoor acrylic.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay, I've heard of Cohills before. That place is phenomenal. It's actually a lot of fun when you go in there.
Yeah, they've got a stained concrete in there that's done copper, and ever since Jennifer has seen that floor, she says, "My next house, that's our floor."
Well, you're supposed to keep your wife out of there. That's the problem.
Yeah, right.
It's hard enough for us to go in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. I will check into them probably today.
Yeah, well, take some before pictures, get into Cohills, and send me some after pictures. Let me know how it works out.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Okay, man. Appreciate the call, Mike. All right, there. Cohills, there's another company I want y'all to know about, Border Marvel. Now, if you're down in Tucson, you need to know that they are having a sales event March 28th from 8 to 3. And I mean, they're talking Diablos, Milwaukee's, Bosch, Hitachi, DeWalt, Husqvarna, Hilti. Anybody in the Tucson market wanting to get an unbelievable buy, they will not be beat by internet pricing. Get over to Border. They're right at Prince and the Interstate, March 28th, 8 to 3. Tell them Rosie sent you, and get in there and scoop up some of these tools they've got out on display.